والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين نبينا محمد وعلى آله أجمعين. وبعد, the word of tazkiyah, this word tazkiyah in Arabic comes from زكا يزكو تزكية, والتزكية, this word, it has two meanings. And I want you to learn these two Arabic words again. So I taught you one Arabic word, the first lecture. Now you have to remember these two words. It has two meanings. The first one is تخليه. What is it? تخليه. And the second meaning, or the other meaning, تحليه. Okay? What's this meaning? تخليه, it means when you take off something. That's تخليه. When I take off something, I make it empty. خليته. And تحليه, when you add something to make it beauty, nice, good. This is تحليه. So the word of تزكيه, it comes from two actions together. It's impossible to have تزكيه without taking off the bad and add the good. There is no way to have تزكيه in your, to make, to purify your soul without take off the disease from your heart. Without cure your heart, your soul, from the disease. Then you add something to your soul to make it beauty and good. Basically, tazkiyah, it means that you purify your soul from your sin, from doing the sin, from... And what about Sheikh Said? And also to purify your soul from the desires, from the sins. It make your heart black and hard. Then you add to your behavior a beauty things, which is fulfilling the duties or fulfilling the obligations that you have been ordered to do, like the fara'il and the sunan and the good things. This is the basic meaning of tazkiyah. So it's two things together, brothers. Some brother, he said, oh, I am from a long time trying to develop my iman, to have tazkiyah, to be a good person, but still not that good. If you look, you will see that he didn't try to clean his heart. He didn't try to clean his soul. He didn't try to take off the bad things. Without taking off this, you cannot clean your heart. And I will give you the example which Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah gave from the hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. لَأَنْ يَمْتَلِئْ جَوْفُ أَحَدُكُمْ قَيْحًا خَيْرًا لَهُ مِنْ أَنْ يَمْتَلِئَ شِعْرًا. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, it's better for your soul, your heart, to be filled of قَيْح, which is vomit. Better than to be full of poetry. Ibn al-Qayyim said, that means the heart is like the cup. If this cup full of sand, can you put gold in it? Can you? Can you put gold? You have to throw the sand outside to clean it first. Then you will be able to put gold. So if you want to clean, if you want to develop your iman, to have tazkiyah, you have to clean this heart first. Then you will be able to add the beauty things. And as much you add, as much you practice Islam, you will remove the black side from your heart and turn it to the white, as the Prophet ﷺ said, حَتَّى تَعُودَ الْقُلُوبُ عَلَىٰ قَلْبَيْنِ أَبْيَضْ كَالصَّفَىٰ لَا تَضُرُّهُ فِتْنَةً مَا دَامَتِ السَّمَوَاتُ وَالْأَرْضُ وَأَسْوَدُ مِرْبَادًا كَالْكُوزِ مُجَخْرِيَةً. The heart, it will turn to two types of hearts, a white and a black. Black, it means it's dark, full of sins. It's not a, it's bad heart. which is the one who practicing since he never cleaned his soul or cleaned his heart. May Allah to give us tazkiyah and help us to improve and develop our iman. Wallahu a'lam.
Jazakallahu khairan. Seeming that the title of this nadwa is Tarbiyah and its effects in purifying the soul, we now ask Sheikh Saeed to tell us about the relationship or the meaning of Tarbiyah.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitani rajeem. Wa bihi nasta'in. Wa salatu wa salam ala khayri khalqihi sayyidina wa nabiyyina Muhammad. The term Tarbiyah or Tarbiyah, it is a training. Rabba means he trained. We know when the person is undertake of training, when he is under a particular treatment, we try to train that person for a specific reason. And if you really look in our Sharia in general, and in every little detail, we will realize that this deen itself is a training. This deen itself is a training. For first thing that you need to understand is how can a person be trained. Consider yourself that you're working out. You could be capable of lifting 10 pounds, 20, some people 50. If this is your capacity, you don't start with 200 pounds. But eventually, inshallah, in the future, you will reach that level if you continue with that. Islam, alhamdulillah, is very simple. It's exactly like that. Take one step at a time. One step at a time. And that's what they call a tadrij. Just don't go to the fifth level before starting the first level. So you take one step at a time. So Islam, alhamdulillah, is asking to begin with, ala sabil al-mithal, for example, asking to begin with the fara'id. To begin with at-tawheed. To begin with the understanding the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To understand this, to have this understanding, when you have that, then you come to the other ibadat. There is no sense for you and I to do the practice of all the sunnah but neglecting the tawheed. Because this is the sunnah and the nawafil and the fara'id. It could be the fruit of the action. But the trunk and the root of this deen is a tawheed. So you try to implement and that put that in practice. So this is what they also, the ulama call, at-tadbiq, at-tadbiq. The other thing that this deen also will teach you is to take it easy. Don't push it. And sometimes this happens among the, you know, younger generation. And, mashallah, they try to pass the sunnah to the limit. And you see, mashallah, you know, hands on the right place. The sunnah says, you know, alhamdulillah, on the chest. But you see them right underneath their neck. That person may kill himself. The sunnah says use a miswak. But you see him using a stick. It's no longer a miswak, it's a stick. The sunnah said, you know, lift up your thobe above your ankles. You see them up to their knees. This is a short, it's not a thobe. Now, you have to understand, take one thing at a time. A risk. It needs the gentleness it needs. It's very needed. Similar, when you're giving someone, or when you're teaching someone, or when you're giving someone da'wah, you don't hit them with the heavy material. You're taking one step at a time. A tarbiyah, you try, it's like a little baby. You let him walk, you let him first call, you let him sit down, then later on in the future, you let him walk, you let him run. So what do you need to understand? And this is subhanAllah, walillahi alhamd. It is very easy to practice, it is very easy to understand, and it will teach you to take one step at a time. But the ummah could be in trouble. If you're missing the most element, the most important element in it. If we're missing the source of all this treatment, if we're missing the basis of this understanding, and that is Alim al-Rabbani. Alim al-Rabbani, a person who can instruct, like Shaykhana al-Fadl, Walid al-Basyuni, in need a Alim. Shaykh Ahmed, Hafizahullah, you need a Alim who can handle the community and treat them like they are patient. يقول علي بن أبي طالب لكميل بن زياد يا كميل عي عني فالناس ثلاثة. He say عي عني, try to understand what I'm saying, try to understand my statement. الناس ثلاثة, people are in three different categories. عالم الربان عي عني فإن القلوب عي عني فإن القلوب أوعية وخيرها أوعاها. عي عني because the heart are like a container. وَخَيْرُهَا, and the bigger the heart is, the better it is. النَّاسُ ثَلَاثَة, people are three different categories. And the first one, عَالِمُ الرَّبَّانِ, عَالِمُ الرَّبَّانِ, an alim who understands the Qur'an, understands the Sunnah, and understands the psychology of the community. If I come to the community, or to Shaykh al-Basyuni, Shaykh Ahmed come to the community, and they know the community cannot handle a certain issue, then it is appropriate for them to begin with what they think the community is capable of observing, of practicing. So the Alim al-Rabbani, it is a real source that you need to go back, and you very much blessed by having two shaykh sitting in the same gathering, walillahi alhamd. If you really go back and look in our Sharia, as I mentioned earlier, you will see that every single step in our deen is a training. Starting with your five daily prayers, it trains you. It trains your time. It will teach you how to manage your time. You know this is the time for Salat al-Fajr. You know this is the time for Salat al-Fajr. You will set your day, you will make a program for yourself, that you have to establish or accomplish certain things between Salat al-Fajr after Salat al-Dhuhr. Because you know at that particular time you have to come back. It will also, in the Salat itself, will teach you another lesson. And that is how to be organized. Straight the line, foot to foot, shoulder to shoulder. You know, no one should come ahead of the other. We all, this is a military training. But we don't understand. It all trains you how to re-establish your behavior, how to direct your behavior, how to teach yourself how to be a better person. If a person accepts Islam or makes tawbah and he doesn't want to apply these things, then he's missing Allah. Fasting. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he used to fast, voluntary fast. A fast to fast, it is a training that you train yourself. You train your eye from haram. You train your ear not to listen to any haram statement. You train your tongue to be controllable, to be able to control your tongue. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Sahih al-Bukhari, he said, "Man yatmanu li ma bayna fakkayhi wa ma bayna fakhdayhi, atmanu lahu al-jannah." Hadith Abu Hurairah. Whoever guarantees me between the things that are between his jaws and his thighs, I'll guarantee him jannah. So that will encourage you, that will encourage you to be a person who is always aware of what he's saying, what he's doing. Before you state a statement, you make sure that what is the benefit of me saying things. All the ibadat that we have in our Sharia, walillahi alhamd, is a way of our training. And we get the treatment. And we get the training from our Sharia, and then we improve ourselves and we become a better Muslim. And that's what we need as individuals. We need to understand this aspect, that this Islam, this deen, should make you a better person. It should not make you a high school dropout. It should not make you a failure person who is not capable of doing his job. It should not make you a person who is failing to control his family, to maintain his family. This deen is training you to be a better person. I was telling my brotherhood the other day that when a new Muslims accept Islam, especially young people, if they don't get the right person to handle them, most of the time they give negative da'wah to their parents. The child is in high school or in college and he accepts Islam. When he accepts Islam and he gets to the wrong crowd, they'll say, sit in the masjid. Let us do dhikr. Now let us do this and that. Let us read in Al-Bukhari. So he neglects his school. So the family sees, they see that marks when the report card comes to the teacher, to the fathers. He sees his child used to be A student or B student and now he's D student. Now he sees this deen as a system that will make his child a bum or a failure. So they say, I don't want to be a Muslim. This is the result, I don't want to be a Muslim. Rather, the way they should see it, that this deen is making me a better person. Your grade used to be at B, make sure it's A plus. When they see that, when they see the positive results in your life, then they will say, Subhanallah, this thing has changed my child, and I want my child to continue with this thing. Otherwise, they will fight you. So my dear respected brothers and sisters, we need to follow Kitab Allah wa Sunnah al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and learn the treatment and or the training that Islam is teaching us one step at a time. In every ibadah, there is a hikmah behind. We may understand and we may not understand the hikmah behind that. Wa qulillahi qawli hadha astaghfirullah li wa lakum.
JazakAllah khairan. JazakAllah khairan, Sheikh Saeed, for telling us about the spiritual development and the meaning of developing ourselves as Muslims. Now we ask Sheikh Waleed to tell us more about behavioral development and its importance after the spiritual development.
Alhamdulillahi wahdahu wa salatu wa salamu ala man la nabiyya ba'da. Ma yusamma bit tarbiyah al-sulukiyah. How to develop our behavior, our manners, is really a very important issue and very sad story. Because we have found people, they might have knowledge, has information, they learn every day, they develop their knowledge, but you couldn't see they are developing their behavior, their manners. When you look at the Salaf al-Salih, radwanallahi alayhim, look at Imam al-Shafi'i, rahimahullah. His mother took from her ear to earrings. Because that time the child, they put earring in that time for the child. And she she prepared him and she said, go to Imam Malik, listen to him, and before learning knowledge, قالت اذهب إلى مالك وقد نزعت من أذنيه لؤلؤتين وقالت اذهب إلى الإمام مالك تعلم من أدبه وسمته قبل حديثه وروايته. Go to Malik, rahimahullah. Look at him. Listen to him. Learn from him manners. How he behaved before you start learning hadith and knowledge. The tabi'een, the scholars used to say, we used to travel distance. For what? Just to learn the behavior. We used to travel to Beirut in Lebanon, to learn from Awza'i how he behaved, how he talked, how he sat, how he walked, how he dealt with people. I'm telling you. It's a sad story when we're talking about tarbiyah.
Because one of the most important things in tarbiyah, in behaving, the role model. And today, what is our role model? Here in this society, almost we can say, the good brother who running the Muslim activity, it's a large number of them, they were some Muslims who's not practicing Islam, who was involved in a lot of haram things, then he repent for Allah, he grow beer or not, or he is, mashallah, masjid, start making adhan, praying, make fundraising, make masjid, then he became leader for the community. Director Zoom. He became Imam Masjid. He became the president of this organization or that. But he got his knowledge, from where he learned the behavior, the manners, the dealing, the knowledge, the Islamic knowledge, its limit, his source's limit. So he became a role model. So what do you think about the second generation? Then the third generation? Then the fourth generation? This is something we're facing it. And we, to solve this problem, there is a lot of solutions to be close to the scholar and seed of knowledge from the people who are very close to the scholars or for the people who raised in Islamic manners and behavior. I just give you an example in our life. Something we call it tatawa. The Prophet ﷺ, when he sent two brothers, Abu Musa al-Ash'ari and Mus'ab ibn Umair, he sent them to Yemen. And he said it will be two Yemens up to the day of judgment. وَسَتَبْقَى مَخْلَفَتَيْنِ إِلَى قِيَامِ السَّاعَةِ One to part of the Yemen, the other part sent in other, Abu Musa and Mu'ad. Two parts. And he said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, تَطَاوَعَ وَلَا تَغْتَلِفَ. Obey each other. And don't have different arguments. Look at this word, تَطَاوَعَ in Arabic. This تَضْعِيف, when we double the letter in Arabic, ta, we add ta, it means something you should practicing it. It doesn't come like this. Like qawlullahi ta'ala, tatajafa junubuhum anil mabaja. Allahu Akbar. Tatajafa, it means there is jafwa between them and the bid. Jafwa, it means he don't like something when I don't like it. Who doesn't like the bid? Who doesn't like the sleeping? Who's that? No one. Doesn't come like this. It comes after training. Therefore, Sufyan al-Thawri said, Wallahi, لَأَنْ أَنْظُرَ إِلَىٰ شَيْطَانِ أَحَبُّ إِلَيَّ مِنْ أَنْ أُنْظُرَ إِلَىٰ وِسَادَ. I swear, if I look to an evil, it's better than looking to a pillow. I don't like sleeping. I don't want to sleep. Because sleeping in the night, keep me away from my Lord. It doesn't come like this. تَتَجَافَ. They have this tafwa, they have this feeling after practicing ta in Arabic, it gives the verb more actions. Also tatawaha, to obey each other. You know, not everyone able to say, okay brother, I will go with this. Let me to tell you this. Tatawa, it means you will leave your correct opinion for the wrong opinion for your brother. It doesn't mean that you leave your wrong opinion for the correct opinion from your brothers. No. It doesn't mean like this. التطاوع أن تترك رأيك الصواب لرأي أخيك الخطأ. When it's something has اجتهاد, there is اجتهاد in two issues. You said, we will go from this side. I said, I'll go from this side. You said, no. You know that this way is right. You will go to the city, it's closer. But your brother, he wants to go through this, and you know it's longer. Tatawa, it means you obey him. You said, okay, I will forget about my correct opinion to go with your opinion, and I believe it's not right. Some brother think, tatawa, it means I will leave my wrong opinion. No, that's not tatawa. That you have to. It's not something from fada'il al-a'mal. No, no.
When you think like this, when you're dealing with your brothers like this, when we deal in the masjid in organization, in this mentality, that time we will be as we should be as a Muslim. But no. Some people think the word tatawul. Tatawul, it means everybody he bowed by his opinion. He don't want to obey his brothers. Why is that? You know why? Because there is no tarbiyah. We didn't practice. The Sheikh give example. When we line up in the salah, in the pray, look at the Prophet ﷺ said, "Linu bi aidi ikhwanikum." Every time he said that, "Linu bi aidi ikhwanikum," يعني became soft. Make your hand soft to your brother. When your brother pull you, you should be nice, gently. Go with him. Some brother, no, no, not this. Why? Come on, lean, be soft. Come with him. Look the way he sallallahu alaihi wasallam straight the lines. Look the way. What he used to do, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he used to wipe on the chests and the backs. Wipe on them. Gently. Just to make them straight. To make something straight, you need somebody to guide. Somebody to lead. Go with him. You see, come closer to each other. Brotherhood. I go with him. You see in the line now today, the Muslims, when he stand up in the line like this, the first thing we do, he look to the second line. They are straight or not. Why don't look to your step first? Why don't look to the one next to you first? Why you are looking like this to the other one far away? Is he straight or not? Why is that? Because we are not learning from our deen. You have to look to your footstep first. Then your brother, the next one. Not the far one. Then the next to the next. And this will make straight line. And this we will make a straight community. A right community. A good brothers. Wallahi, tarbiyah is something not easy. It's need a lot of to fight yourself. When this Sahabi told his friend, his brother, "Oh, your mother is black. You are son of a black woman." What the Prophet ﷺ said? You are man who has jahiliyyah. You are still like the jahiliyyah, like the kuffar. This is one belong to the kuffar's manners. What he said? "Oh, I am from Quraysh. I am Arab, I am white, I am not." No. You know what he did? You know what he did? He said, "My brother," he put his face in the ground, and he said, "My brother, put your foot on my chin, on my neck." Yeah. The other guy said, "Oh, it's my time. Let me do it." No, he didn't. He said, "Stand up," and he hugged him. This is the way they behave. Why you say don't learn to say, "I'm sorry, I did wrong"? Ali ibn Abi Talib, he said, "Ya bardaha ala al-kabid an taqula la adri." What a nice word to say, "I don't know." Once he was asked something, he was thinking about it. He said, "I don't know." Then he hit his thigh and he said, "Ya Ali, fuzta biha qulta la adri." Malik rahimahullah, he said, "Oh, I went, I said, I don't know." He's so happy that they said that. One group came from Tunis, from the Morocco, to Imam Malik. They asked him more than 30 questions. Each question, "I don't know, I 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 don't know." They said, "I came from Morocco that time, you know, how it's, the journey is very long, to tell me, I don't know, 30 questions?" He said, "What, you think me crazy?" Ahmed Imam Malik said, "Everything I said, I know about it, I don't know. Tell the people behind you, Malik in Medina saying, I don't know." He used to say, the teacher should teach his students, "I don't know," before teaching them knowledge. يجب أن يورث المعلم طلابه لا أدري قبل أن يورثهم العلم.
We need this. We need how to have this. It's a long story. We need a day. But at least think about the point I brought now. Think about it. Think about how to behave, how to develop your behavior, your manners with your wife, with your kids, with your brothers, with your parents. Try to read in the history to look at the role models, the imams, how they used to deal, how they used to do or to deal with others. أقول قولي هذا والله أعلم.